Om Shanti. How are you? Good. I don't see smiling faces. Okay. Just to make you smile a bit. It's going to be a very light and beautiful session. So, good morning and welcome to this very special session. The topic is making powerful efforts through soul consciousness and yoga experiments. We all like to make effort, but sometimes our efforts are slack, sometimes mediocre, and sometimes intense. As Baba said, we should be always constant. And so how to make constant and powerful effort with us? A very special divine brother, Brother Nanda from Malaysia. Some of you might have attended the session, the first session on the 18th. Who attended that session? Okay, good. It doesn't matter. Those who have not attended, you will just get as much, if not more, benefit today. Right, Brother Nanda? Okay. So, well, without further ado, some who have not attended, maybe just a very brief introduction. Brother Nanda is a professional corporate trainer, a motivation speaker, and very experienced in many areas, I must say, because he's got many specialities and he's been with Baba for more than 35 years and very active in Baba Seva in Malaysia and in many parts of the world. Many do not know him, but once you know him, you will know that his sessions is very captivating, very interesting, and very powerful. So without further ado, thank you, Brother Nanda. And he's leaving this afternoon. This session is specially only for you all, because afternoon 2 p.m. he'll be leaving back for Malaysia. So thank you. Enjoy the session. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I will stand and talk. Thank you for being here at this time. It's a resting time. But however, there are a few things which I wanted to continue from the last session. I hope you had a good Avyat Milan yesterday. Did you? Very good. Thank you. But I want to ask you a question, which you don't answer. Please don't answer. Did you celebrate the Milan through the video? Watching Baba through the video. Don't answer me. Or did you celebrate the Milan in your Avyat form? Be careful when you answer. Because the Avyat stage is something we have to experiment and learn. A month ago, Baba mentioned ghost in the Murli. Do you remember? Yes. What did Baba say about ghost? He said we can see them sometimes, and there's a shadow around. Do you remember that? Yes. What color would the ghost be? Yeah, really? Okay, you say white. Is it gray or black or white? No idea. Of course, you've not seen. All right? So, normally ghosts... Okay, next question. Let's put that aside. Why is there a shadow? A ghost... Let's say somebody commits suicide. Today, Baba mentions committing suicide. The soul has left. The soul can't take a birth. So therefore, the soul roams around in a shadowy body, which you are going to call as ghost. What color would the body be? Thank you. It probably will be dark. So what is creating the shadow? The body of shadow, what is it creating? Who is creating? Or what creates the body of the shadow? Can somebody tell me? Science have proven that around our body, right now, you can Google it, YouTube it, there is an aura. The aura is not created by the body, but the sanskars. If the sanskar is very impure, then the shadow is going to look dark. The shadow is very, the soul is very, very pure. We are going to call the shadow angel. Brahma Baba 100% pure. So the avyat stage, the avyat body, is actually the aura around the soul. See? Now, however, the aura is, I'm going to give you a slight explanation and then we're going to test it out as an experiment. Right now, because we are so attached to the body, the aura around the body is not detached. But however, if we can understand how to become detached from the body, number one. Number two, most of us, including me, we are not 100% pure. We are not pure yet. Which means the sanskar is still impure and has got a lot of negativity. If we can learn, the last session I mentioned this word, if we can learn how to create a temporary, powerful state of purity, what happens? If I can create very powerful, pure thoughts, concentrated thoughts, which I taught you how to create concentration last session. If we can create concentrated, pure thoughts, the intellect for that particular temporary moment becomes fully charged. The purity of the intellect becomes very high. That creates the aura. So there's two ways you can actually practice creating your avyat stage. One is to visualize, which I taught you last session. Just imagine there's a light here. I'm here. Then there's a light. At the tip of the eye, you just watch this. Watch the surrounding light and you walk. That's visualization. Not real. It's visualization. It's not real. Whatever we are doing right now, most of it is visualization. It's not real, but I'll tell you the secret behind it. The technique number two is to create the avyat stage through very powerful, pure thoughts. So if I can learn how to generate pure thoughts, step by step, step slowly in the right method, you will have your avyat stage and you will be feeling you're sitting inside meeting Baba. That's what we want to achieve. So there's two ways we can create. Now, let me take you into one more secret from psychology. We are doing visualization. We never really go to Paramdham, am I right? Are we flying there? No. But what is the trick? In psychology, or in the scientists have found out, and I'm also one of those people who practice it, it's called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, you might have heard of it. When we visualize something very, very vivid, clear, the sanskar has a weakness. That's the secret. Our sanskar has a weakness. What is the weakness? It is not able to tell a truth and a virtual memory. You know what's virtual? Visualized memory. If you keep seeing something again and again and again and again, visualize it. over a long period of time, which Baba is asking us to do, sanskar is deceived into thinking it is real. It starts living there. And it becomes real memory. So that's what we are training in the beginning stage, visualization technique, until Baba comes and helps us through our divine intellect and gives us some real experiences. So initially, as we are young in the Gyan, we start visualizing the soul world. I am a body of light. There's a light body around me. I'm walking in the body of light. I'm walking with Brahma Baba. I'm taking drishti from Brahma Baba. It becomes again and again and again, and the sanskar understands. So Baba keeps asking us to remember the soul world, correct? Why? If you remember the soul world again and again and again and again and again, what happens? It becomes a very powerful memory. What happens at the end? It becomes real. You're connected. So the sanskar is a weakness, and that's what we are doing. We are training the sanskar. Okay, so now what I would like you to do is, we are going to test this out, the avyat stage, in two ways. Can you try it? Will you be okay? You probably need to stand down. I know you're being dragged into sleep mode. Alright, so what are you going to do? I'm going to try a simple one. We're going to walk from the end, maybe to the front and back to your seat. Very simple, just make one round. But remember, this is experimenting. It's experimenting, and it is not my idea. It might become something unique for your own self. So what I want you to do, hang on, you're too fast, you're standing too fast today. I'm so sorry. Okay. Now this is what I want you to do. I want you to spend 1 minute. 1 minute. Step. Let's go to the steps. Step one. Whatever we do, we have to do an accurate method. What's the accurate method? Consider myself to be a soul. That's the accurate method. Do it any other way, the result is bad. Sit 1 minute, consider yourself a soul. Speak to Baba. Baba, this brother here in front is asking me to do some experimentation. I truly have no idea. I want to test it. Could you please adjust, help me, tweak it, make it nicer, something unique? Could you please try to help me out? It is you and Baba. They are experimenting. Are you following me? Good. Spend 1 minute, let me explain. That's the first step. So you sit behind your eyes, inside the body. Relax yourself, take a deep breath. Can we try 1 minute? Can we try? Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Okay, now please, if you can you please try to be behind your eyes and look through your eyes? Are you able to do this? If you can't, then I'll teach you a technique. As you breathe in, feel you're here. As you breathe out, so let's follow a three-step thing. Hold, there's no need to move your hands. Hold it 1 second, I'm behind the eyes. Okay, let's try breathing in, hold, behind the eyes please, look through the eyes again, take a deep breath, hold it, good, one more time, now this time when you do this, keep breathing and speak to Baba, your mind. Can you do two things? That means you breathe in, you maintain yourself behind the eyes, and slowly can you try talking to Baba? A few minutes. Try again. Take a deep breath and start. feel like you're talking from the eyes. Take deep breath. Talk to Baba. Baba, I wish to try this. Okay, as you're doing this picture, there's a round light around your face. A light, a very thin light, like a circle of light. And it's shining white light. Thin light around your face. Let's assume that it's just circling around your light. Make it more nicer. Let's experiment. Like a slow light, very slowly, it's circling. Like an orb around your face. That's all. Around your face. Now, as you're imagining this, at the tip of your eyes, using the tip of your eyes, just look at the circle only. Keep walking, watching the circle. Tip of the eyes. Good, you got it? Alright, so this is what we're going to do now. Okay, you're going to test it out. We're just going to walk a few steps. Maybe 10, 20 steps, front, back, anywhere you like. Very slow, don't fall. Just observe that the light is around. You're watching the light through the tip of your eyes. And then you just walk very slow. But attention is there, not on the leg. Where's your attention? Circle. I have no idea what's going to happen. That's why it's called experimentation. Alright, can you try? Is it okay? Let's try. It's only going to take 2 minutes. Oh. It's okay. Then what you can do, those who cannot walk, you can, because I'm not going to speak when you're walking. Alright? So you just walk about 10, 20 steps, slowly, very slowly. If somebody's in front of you, you don't have to. You just stand still as they walk, very slow. But remember, attention second by second is on. Okay, let's try and see. Okay, are you ready? Come on, let's stand up for a while. Okay, take your time. It's only about 2-3 minutes. Take your time. Okay, take a deep breath again. Stabilize yourself. Imagine the orb of light, the circle of light around your face. Just at the tip. No need to force, no need to get tension. It's just there. It's like Lakshmi Narayan's orb of purity light. And you're just observing the light. In front, you're not focusing, but you can see your focus is on the light only. Okay, just take 2 or 3 steps in front. Remember, attention second by second is on the light. Now, take your time. Then you can just stand still for a while. Just feel it. Walk a bit. Stand still. Walk a bit. Stand still. If you want, sit down with attention on the orb. Stand up again on the orb. Sitting down. Walking, moving, standing still, just attention. Thank you, you can return to your spot. Thank you. Please put your headsets on and I'll tell you the story behind this, where I learned this. In 1992, I was sitting at Amritvela. After Amritvela in meditation hall, Pandav Bhavan, I just came out from the meditation hall. Baba's room is on the left. Dadi Janki is probably in her 70s. Dadi was walking from her room, and I was standing in the I hope you know there's meditation hall in the Pandav Bhavan beside Baba's room. I just came out. There was nobody. It's 5 a.m. Dadi was walking very fast, very big strides. She was moving so fast, like an angel, and I could see there was a light around her. And I stood there watching, just a few seconds. She was just passing by. I think she was moving somewhere to Shilu Ben's office. She was just moving so fast. I stood there watching her, and I thought, Baba, I should learn this. There was a body of light around her head. She wasn't walking, she was floating inside. Then I took that idea from Dadi. I thought I should try this out. But what you just did is difficult because you're visualizing. But once it's so powerful, we will feel we are inside and we are floating inside. It's like walking inside. That's what we want to do. That's the body of light I mentioned last week. The body, hollow body on 18 January, if you still remember. But I could see that in Dadi. So Dadi's light was so powerful. She walked so fast. And she was bouncing inside the light. Dadi was at 70, she probably looked like 40 years old. She was so strong. So that's the technique. Now, let's create a real Avyat stage. So tomorrow morning, my suggestion, talk to Baba, stabilize yourself before you sit in meditation. Baba, I need to test this out. Can you please coach me? Ask Baba to coach you like a football coach. I have no idea. Do you know what is Baba has given us many, many, many gifts. Correct, you know. First gift is our divine intellect. For me, my second gift is, you know what is my second gift? Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba, without Brahma Baba, no one can make effort. Brahma Baba is our special gift given to us by Shiv Baba. For what? I'm going to ask you this question again, don't answer. Are you using Brahma Baba at every step? We need to get Brahma Baba's help to teach the fine things. And Brahma Baba is waiting for us at Amritvela. It is that powerful relationship we have to create. So when we sit in Amritvela, first step, we have to stabilize and know I am a soul. Then you talk to Baba at night. Remember what Baba said yesterday? Before you sleep, please remind me. Finish, close your accounts. But we don't close our accounts. We need to create a focus for next day. So we talked about Baba tomorrow. Teach me this. Get ready. Don't simply walk into Baba's room and sit. You have a plan. You have a focus. The Supreme Teacher is waiting. That's how it should be. Supreme Teacher is waiting for me. What am I going to learn? We've already got a plan. I can't waste my coach time. It's a very special time. Sit in front of the coach. Baba, today I want to learn this, but I have no idea because nobody has spoken about it. Nobody has taught me this. And I have no idea. Come on, show me something. Teach me something. Let me do. Let me start by this. One step, you take 1,000 steps. That's how the learning starts. This is how we use Brahma Baba. We have to use. Because Brahma Baba is the only way they can push for us. Dadis are not here. And we don't get to meet Didis and Dadis all the time. So your work tomorrow is to test something like this. Modify it.
Make it your own. Read something. Put something. Now, as you sit and tell Baba, Baba, I'm going to sit like this. What's your second step? Remember, we want to create a real Avyat stage. A real Avyat stage must come from pure thoughts. Without pure thoughts, cannot. The whole Murli yesterday, Baba's teaching you techniques. I don't know whether you understood. What's the first technique? Baba opened the Murli with the technique. Can you please remember what's the technique he's teaching us? You are Purvaj. What's Purvaj? Ancestor, please stabilize yourself first. Pujya, worship. Stabilize yourself first. That is the technique. Sit at Amritwala and stabilize yourself. Who are you? Stabilize in anything you like. Next, then, is teaching you three techniques he's mentioned to create pure thoughts. Did you catch it? I'm sure you have, but maybe you didn't recall. You're under the tree. What do you do? Is it traffic control? Is under the tree. Under the tree, create the... What pure thoughts are you going to create? It's teaching us how to create the pure thoughts. Then he said, you must see others as soul. What kind of soul? Normally you'll see a star on the forehead. I think that's the practice everybody's teaching you. See them as a soul. See them as a star. Star, light, light, light. No. Who is this brother? He's the deity soul I'm going to live with in the future. Who is this sister? That's how you're going to see. So some form of pure thoughts is coming. Third technique, you say, whoever you come across from other religion are all coming for a purpose. Because they're coming to say, hey, you are my ancestor, please give me something. Therefore the pure thoughts has to go. Three techniques Baba has taught us with two self-respects. Amritwala, step one. Step two, self-respect. Step three, pure thoughts. Sit here and create the pure thoughts. But I've already told you last week how to create pure thoughts, because some of us do it wrongly. How do we do it wrongly? Let's have traffic control. Maybe can you please stabilize as a bodiless soul? So I will stop there, that part, so you experiment with it, with Baba. Unless you have some questions. Yes, brother. What the brother is asking, should we do it under music, song, something helping us? It's totally up to you. Sometimes I just use one song. Baba has given Yukti Murli. I just play one song before I sit. I select the song. Like today I was listening to one song at Amritala. I was listening to Bharat Deshiki Mahima Mahan. The land of Bharat's greatness is so great. Few lines triggered thinking. Where are you? So then I started experimenting. How? But before that, let me ask you a question, don't answer. Do you know where you are? 1991. Mohini Didi is giving a class in Om Shanti Bhavan. I am an extremely excited student at that time. After class, such beautiful class. Mohini Didi, which we met a few days back. Everyone left. She's still sitting on the stage. I went to her and asked. I asked so many questions. Didi was answering. She looked at me. She asked, do you know where you are? What's your answer? Where are you? Madhuban. Correct? This is the place where God walked, spoke the Gita, played with His children. Can you imagine? Gave drishti to his children, distributed, told it to the children. Shiv Baba walked in Brahma Baba's body on Pandav Bhavan Terrace. Every day in History Hall, Shiv Baba spoke the Murli. Every wall has vibrations of the greatest soul on earth. Did you go and visit History Hall? What did you do there? Don't answer me. What did you do there? Did you just walk and sat and came back? Or you're trying to do some meditation? When you're there, every wall particle is vibrating with what? There's no other place like History Hall. It is the place where Dadis and Baba sat together and meditated. Hundreds and thousands of days. Do you know what is Baba's room? Is where Baba sat, had meeting with Mama. There's a secret door passing through where Mama comes. Dadi was mentioning before. Baba sat there, vibrated. Every part there is vibrating. It's got a memory. If you sit and recall and tell Baba, Baba, transport me back. Will Brahma Baba not help you? That's experimenting. Some children have come very late. You're only 3, 4, 5, less than 10 years. Or maybe never met Baba. But Baba's rule, condition is, don't worry, even if you come late, I will give you the whole package. Are you going to take the whole package? You have to. So this is what Baba taught us yesterday. Awareness. So the next experimenting is awareness. Where are you? What time is it now? Walk again to Pandav Bhavan with new awareness this time. Go, sit there. Absorb. Tell Baba what you want from your heart. So by doing this, the experience becomes very, very deep. That's a homework for tomorrow, today. Okay? Must try it. Brahma Baba, sorry brother, 1 minute. Dadi Prakashmani, I'm not sure that you have met. The early 90s, 90, 91, 92, so small group. Dadi will meet us so many times, small group. Dadi will explain. She explained one very deep secret about Pandav Bhavan. Dadi said, Brahma, Baba and Mamma built the vibrations of Pandav Bhavan. Every inch of it. Why? Because Brahma Baba knew my children will come 50 years down the road. They must experience the same vibrations. And then Dadi said, Dadi, all the Dadis will sit together, not one Dadi. All the Dadis will be there. And Dadi said, it is our responsibility, Dadis, to ensure Pandav Bhavan remains very, very strong for the children left behind by Brahma Baba. That is why they don't allow anybody to walk into Pandav Bhavan. But children don't understand the deep laws of karma. They'll simply go there, talk, make noise, destroy everything. You cannot do that. This is very, very deep, subtle law. If you do that, the intellect will be locked. It will become tired tomorrow, cannot have Amritvela. This is an automatic reaction of the law of karma of Brahmins. You need to take. So please, next testing, awareness, powerful awareness in history hall. The four pilgrimage, please. Take your time. Sit, experiment. You have a few more days left. Try it out. You okay? Good. All right. Are you okay? All right, good. Now, let's do... There was a mic here, mic stand. Thank you. I need the mic stand, brother. I'm going to teach you a technique of becoming bodiless. One more thing. Yeah. So one mic stand, brother. Yeah, let's put it here. Can you please raise it up here? Please pull it up. This one must come here. Here, here. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good. Thank you. Thank you, bhai, thank you. Watch. I want you to do this. I am standing here. My neck. Mic can move. This is my body. Body cannot move. Imagine this is a candle, a white candle. What's above the candle? The fire flame. Can the flame move? Can it move a bit? Good. You're standing, sitting, doesn't matter. This is called the charioteer stage, which you can practice. It takes you into the bodiless stage. From here down, candle wax. Cannot move. Do not move. You understand, can, but if your knee is not strong, then just sit. I used to stand like this, the beginning, early days, to become bodiless. I used to have a chart, 50 times must do bodiless. 50 traffic controls, you do 5, I do 50. Head, inside the head. There's a flame. Body cannot move. Watching. I'm watching the flame inside my head.
I'll tell you the story behind it.
It's just like that.
Try tonight before you sleep. Sit on your bed. Just shake your head a bit.
Inside.
Body, try not to move. Open your eyes. Try it again. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Try it, Amritvela. Before you try Amritvela, I must tell Baba, Baba, I'm going to try this. You are my teacher. You are my coach. Teach me something. That's called experimenting. What is an experiment? You don't know the result. And scientists do experiments. They don't know what's going to happen. That's what we're doing. We don't know what's going to happen because the one who is going to give you the experience is Bab Dada.
This is what I mean. Take help from Baba. We cannot make effort. It's impossible alone. It's not possible. It's too challenging and tough. Ask Baba, I'm going to do this. Please show me something. Help me. And then as you're playing with this, wow, there's a trick in it. How I came with this. 1969 Murli. After the Murli, Baba, please go and read. I don't know which Murli, forgive me. Baba calls Dadi Prakashmani. Dadi Prakashmani, Baba is telling. Only once I've heard in the entire Avyatmani. You will soon reach the stage of looking at the self. It is a unique, very unique stage. That's all I was said. Dadiji. 1969 or 70. That made me think, Baba, what is this stage of looking at the self? Practiced. Oh, finally I understood how to look at the self. With Baba's help. So try this. Whatever Baba said, pick it up. So you sit inside. Your body is very still. Even your head is not moving, but you feel something inside. And you're watching it, you're looking inside. Sit long and you feel like there's a light around you. You will create a weird state. Sometimes because body will become bodiless, you cannot feel your body anymore. Experiments you can try. Try tomorrow, try next day. Okay, is it possible? You want to try now? Let's try for 1 minute. Don't move your body. And please move. And if somebody wants to sleep, I suggest you fall asleep. I'm serious. See how deep your sleep is. Before I ask you to do, just tell you a quick one. I did this with Lokik people because that's my job. The very senior managers were so tired in the bank. They called me for a talk, stress management. I saw all of them. Okay, let's go to sleep. They said, what? Yes, I'm going to teach you how to have deep sleep without falling asleep. So I made them set. Told them, breathe. Okay, your body's like a candle. Then I said, Baba, who am I? Purvach Atma. These children are my children. I'm Master Great Grandfather. Please help. Taught them. They all went into very deep relaxation. There was one Malay Muslim lady, who went to sleep very deep.
I asked everybody to wake up, all woke up, except this lady. She was so deep. Then I said, please wake up, madam, please. Please wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Now wake up. And somebody beside, sure, I woke up. Wow, that was the deepest sleep in my life. It was only 5 minutes. She became bodiless. Just teach. Baba will do. Powerful techniques can be used for Laukik people. Condition, don't move your body. Sleep like this. You will become bodiless in your sleep. Try now. Okay? In case you fall asleep, doesn't matter. Somebody will wake you up beside. Okay? Promise you that. Alright, let's try. Okay? Alright? So let's take 1 minute of deep sleep. Open or close, doesn't matter. You open, close is also fine. You close forever is also fine. I understand that's okay. It's only 1 minute. Condition, please put everything aside. Do not move your body at all. Okay, close your eyes and then we'll open eyes halfway. Let's close the eyes first. Take a deep breath in. Imagine inside your head there's a light, a tiny flame. Your body is like a candle not moving. Your body is very quiet, still. Inside your head, there's light. Like a flame, candlelight. Moving side to side, and your head is like moving also side to side. But it is the flame, the fire which is moving from the neck onwards. Inside your head, don't move your body, even if you're asleep, doesn't matter. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out and focus on the fire. Look at the fire. Look at the fire with whatever eyes you have from inside. Don't move your body. Breathe in. Now if you want to open your eyes, you can open your eyes and do the same. Watch, look at the flame inside your head as you open your eyes. Focus on the fire which is inside your head. It's like moving from side to side. Close your eyes again. Again, watch the light. Follow the movement of the light, left to right. And your head also feels like it is slightly moving left to right. And it feels like your head is also following the flame from left to right, but your body is not moving. And you go into deep sleep. Go into deep sleep for 1 minute. Just let go your shoulder and sleep. Breathe in and sleep. Open your eyes again. Thank you. It takes 10 to 15 minutes to put somebody into a deep sleep, a non-spiritual person. Try it out in your experimentation with the public. When you have workshops, when you do sleep therapy, or for our own self. Powerful technique, sorry I can't continue because there's quite a number of things to cover. Any questions? Are you okay so far? Brother, you wanted to ask, somebody wanted to ask something, I can't remember. Okay, yes brother. Yeah. Brother's asking, when we look at the orb of the light, of course with the eyes fully open. In Baba's meditation, our eyes is fully open. Jayanti Ben, Mohini Didi. Look at Mohini Didi's eyes. Have you seen? Try it out. It's very magical. Try opening. Feels like you are behind there something. Try and see. I was watching yesterday on the stage. Did you see how she sits? She's been sitting like that since the day I know her from Om Shanti Bhavan. Every time. So bodiless. Didi is bodiless. So these seniors are our treasure of learning. So when you have Didis like this, I used to observe, walk behind Dadi secretly in Pandavapuram. Because Dadi Prakash, when he used to walk up and down, Dadi Jangi used to walk up and down between. I would just go and stand myself. What are they doing? Copy. The easiest, fastest way to progress is copycat. Follow Brahma Baba. Follow Dadi. After you do something, you don't know, you talk to Baba. Baba, Dadi is doing like this. Why is she doing like this? Please tell me something. Answer will come. Doesn't matter. But you see, there's another secret yesterday I observed. There were so many secrets, stories to tell. I was walking Diamond Hall. I purposely went very late to Diamond Hall. I entered Diamond Hall 6:20. And all of you are already sitting. Jayanti Ben walked past. Jayanti Ben is walking from Shakti Bhavan, Gulzar Dadi Janki. So happened I was coming across. She's just passing in front, few feet. Should I say Om Shanti to her? I didn't say. I ignored her. Why? I didn't want to break her connection with Baba. So I observed. But I went slow. When I went near, I became bodiless. Do you know who is Jayanti Ben? Do you know who is Mohini Didi? There are 108 souls. It is no joke standing beside 108 or an 8 jewel. And do you know what's the secret? It is not ordinary to be 108 because the person who is 108 has to be an instrument for Baba to work all the time. Do you think it's easy for Jayanti Ben to sit here and read Murli? You have no idea. She has to become a complete instrument, detached from the body. Because Baba has to use her any time he wants just to give drishti to certain children. Such practice, 108 souls. So when I went to Jayanti Ben, she didn't watch, she doesn't know me. I was walking. She just looked at me, but I know she didn't see me. But for me, it's like maybe Baba has come and given me some powerful drishti. Because you never know how Baba works. That is instrument. It's no joke reading Murli. Instrument means completely different laws of karma. Okay, let's go back out. Bodiless finished. Let me quickly check. So, what else? If I missed anything else, Sister Celia, what time I must stop? 11:00 Okay, do you have any questions? Sister. Thank you. I caught your thought. I am not sure what relationship you have, but I'm going to challenge you today. You sit in front of Brahma Baba. We take drishti, all of us do. Correct? We speak to Brahma Baba. Bab Dada, Shiv Baba's insight. That's what we do. We get response through Baba's eyes, Baba's touching. It's easy because Brahma Baba has got a body. Now, I want to challenge you. Let's remove Brahma Baba. Let's say there's no more Brahma Baba for this experiment. You are in the soul world. Shiv Baba is in front of you. How Shiv Baba looks like? Point of light. Don't need to answer me, but think deeply. This is a great secret. Do you remember Baba and look at the point? I'm a point, Baba's a point. And you're trying to hold it. Let's try now. Traffic control, 1 minute. Try. Try your best. Whatever method you can, become a point and remember the point. Thank you. What did you do? Did you try to focus on the point of light and hold it there and hold it here? Is that what you did? That's really not nice. Baba's not point. That point of light is my father. That point of light is my supreme teacher. That point of light is my Sadguru. Are you able to experience the same Bab Dada, Baba's room, Baba relationship as a point? Without the body. When you look at the point, it's no more a point. It's a living person there. What's your feeling? Look at the point and you say, Baba, relationship of father. The treasures of the father flows into you instantly. If you say, point of light, and you look at it, this is my supreme Baba teacher. What do you understand? Satguru. What do you get? Then you have touched the real relationship of God and yourself. You need to experiment. So when you look at the point, you don't need the light. You don't need a picture. You don't need anything. Point, Baba. Change. Relationship. What kind of relationship can a point have with a point? If you look at Baba as a picture, some people say, Baba looks like smiling at me, I feel happy. I was looking to Indrishti. Yeah, that's a feeling. It's physical. Physical is almost semi-physical. But when it's a point on a point, what are you feeling? Something to explore the whole year. Quick one. 1 minute. Story behind it. My first year, I asked Baba. Somebody asked me, Brother Nanda, what do we do during traffic control? Should we churn the knowledge? Should we revise the Murali points very fast? I had no answer. They're asking me. I'm a first year student. 1991. I went to Baba and said, Baba, what do traffic control means? What? Thoughts, traffic, stop. Stop and do what? Teach me.
woke up Pandavan at 2 a.m. Baba, teach. Nothing happened. 3 hours. 2 to 5. But 5:30 something happened. Those days, Dadi Janki used to give class at 5:30 a.m. in front of a hostel. And we will all go and stand to listen to Dadi Janki and then take toli. I don't know how many know this. Standing. Baba, something should happen, Baba. Nothing happened. So disappointing there is. You know Dadi ocean. 5:30 she comes out with her face. Hansa Ben, I don't know, I think Hansa Ben. Speak. Dadi said something. It instantly made me bodiless. The point flash. One thought came. Teacher. Relationship of teacher was understood. Satguru. Baba's help. That's how we take Baba's help. Nobody else can teach. So you must experiment like this. Okay, so I will stop here at this point. I can't take any longer because there's another class somewhere. Okay, Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Brother Nanda, for the very interesting. Did you enjoy it? Yeah, let's put our hands together. I'm sure you must have benefited a lot. And most important, we have to go back and practice, and experiment it for ourselves. No matter how good a teacher is, if we do not do our homework, then whatever he has taught us will go to waste, isn't it? So we are good students and we will practice to make ourselves perfect. So thank you once again, Brother Nanda. And he's flying off tomorrow, tonight you're going? Today you're going. So we're really extremely grateful for you to give us this precious moment.